This is an explicit podcast meant for those over the age of 18. Any views expressed in this podcast are based solely on our own experiences. This podcast does not constitute as medical or other professional advice. Welcome to Front Porch Swingers, where we talk about sex on our terms.
We talk swinging, hot wifing, BDSM, and so much more in the hopes that we will inspire you to enjoy sex on your terms.
Enjoy the show, everybody. Hey everyone, welcome to Front Porch Swingers. I'm Brenna.
I'm Brian.
So our personal pick for the best swinger site online is Cassidy.com.
100%, for sure.
We not only get laid from being on Cassidy, but it's also a great place to check out the events that are happening. Events from clubs in your local area, as well as huge lifestyle events going on all over the world, really. It's not even the country.
No, everywhere.
So it's a great place to just really keep in touch with the lifestyle, to get immersed in the lifestyle, and we highly recommend that you check it out by heading over to frontporchswingers.com, clicking on the Cassidy banner, and getting 30 free days to test it out for yourself.
Yeah, absolutely do that. We have an amazing community there, Front Porch Swingers community, 1,700 folks from all over the world. It is a lot of fun. We use it all the time, and we're going to be using it even more as we do a whole lot of traveling this coming year.
Yeah, so if you want to be in touch or hear about our travel plans first, we really will announce it on our Cassidy community page before anywhere else. So make sure that you are getting on there so that you know where we're going to be. Yeah, maybe we can meet you for a drink or whatever.
Come into a town near you.
Hell yeah. We also have so many new Patreon members this week, which is so much fun, and we are so appreciative of it.
Yes.
So our new Patreon member since our last episode is Adouche.
Yes, hey, that's a real name.
I didn't pick this name. He did, and I'm going to read what you provide us. So,
and I celebrate it.
Hey, if you want to be a douche, you're a douche. Love it. Michelle and Justin, thank you guys. Jordan, Robert, Abby, and Peter.
Yes.
So holy cow, so many new people jumping on board, getting into our sexy Telegram group, seeing our naughty Snapchat pictures, which is so much fun. I post my tits basically every day at this point.
Well, we're gonna pop something up there tonight. It's gonna be a lot of fun.
No, you have something planned? Yeah, something naughty?
Yeah.
Well, you're naughty. And then we also do bonus episodes of Front Porch Swingers that come out every single Tuesday.
Yeah.
So if you want to be involved in all of that fun, plus really help support the growth of the podcast and all of the other platforms we have lifestyle related, please head on over to patreon.com/frontporchswingers. There are multiple tiers available, and you just have a couple weeks left to, or I guess like 10 days left to get our prize for October. We're sending out a special gift in the mail for $5 and over Patreon members, and a sexy pic and some other fun shit. And you have something planned in November.
I do. I have a product being developed for Patreon members exclusively right now. We'll use them a little bit later on down the road, but this first batch, about 36 of them, I think I have, are going to be given to our Patreon members to test them out and see what they think.
Yeah. So get yourself some cool gifts on top of all the other bonuses by signing up now.
Thank you.
Yeah. You guys rock.
Yeah.
Thanks. What else? Oh, guess what, guys? If you haven't already heard, we have a new platform. It's called sexonyourterms.com.
It's awesome.
It's so cool. We just got a message from somebody. I actually get to talk to someone by myself.
Yeah, we knew this would happen. You get on to sexonyourterms.com. You can log on, make an appointment to chat with us or with one of us individually about whatever questions you may have. And we've done a number of them to this point. And this is the first time, though. We figured it would happen. But it's the first time that someone has requested to talk to you privately first and then with the two of us later.
Yeah, the consultative call will be with just me.
Yeah, which I think is great.
I'm really excited to dive into things with this gentleman and figure out how I personally can help him, and hopefully we can help him later on.
For sure.
But yeah, and this is not just for swinger couples or for hot wife couples or single guys who want to fuck hot wives. This platform is really about sexual liberation. It's about finding your sexual happy place. We truly believe that everyone can get there. It sometimes just takes some work, and we really want to help you with that work. We think that work can be fun, not necessarily feel like begrudging work. And that's really why we developed the platform. So if you're in that position, or you know someone that is, please send them or you come on over to sexonyourterms.com today.
Yeah. And for us, this coming year is going to be really important, because we feel so strongly about the idea of ethical non-monogamy and really healthy alternative lifestyles and relationships, that we are literally changing our way of life to expand the Sex on Your Terms platform
yeah.
in so many different ways. So very soon you'll hear more about it. Our patrons will actually hear about it first. Some of them already know about that, I think.
We talked about it on a bonus episode. Yeah. So but they're very, curious what it is.
Yep. They're very, very big plans. We are super looking forward to it. There'll be a lot of people responsible for making that happen and helping us make it happen. And we're just looking forward to it. It's going to be great.
I'm so excited. Yeah, me too. It's truly become our life passion.
Yeah, it is absolutely a passion project. It's everything that we really want to do. It encompasses all the things that we love, and I'm really just looking forward to it.
Hell yeah. Plus, I get to spend more time with you, and I really like you.
Yeah, good thing, because we're going to spend a lot of time in close quarters together.
Yeah, we are. So we should move on to what has quickly become the most talked about portion of FPS, which is the single guy tip of the week.
Yeah. And you know, I had a single guy tip of the week lined up. We actually talked about it yesterday, but I'm going to change gears a little bit. Something happened yesterday with some correspondence you and I had with a single gentleman that we are chatting with and that we actually met with once already.
Right.
And you potentially you're interested in him. So I'm going to take the next step. And so a lot of times, you know, I'm hard on the single guys because a lot of times they do dumb shit. Yeah. You know, they say dumb shit, they do dumb shit. I could go on for hours about how much dumb shit we encounter. However, this particular gentleman, he is about my age. He's late 40s, early 50s.
Right.
He is a professional. He's a very well-spoken, articulate, intelligent, educated gentleman and he was a real gentleman. We mentioned him on the podcast previous episode. He actually is the first single guy that we've met with who snatched up the check from me at the bar where we met, wanted to be sure he picked up our tab.
Classy move.
Yeah. I mean, we don't ever ask anybody to do that. We're always the first ones to grab the check. This gentleman hesitated, no hesitation at all, grabbed the check, insisted that he pay for it. I thought that was a super classy move and just a classy guy. So this particular single guy tip of the week, I decided that I was going to correspond with him to meet him for a second time. We didn't have a lot of time to chat with him the first time we met.
Well, I will say even more so than that, I think that we spent so much time getting to know him on a vanilla level
right.
that I still have no idea what play would look like with him. Is he interested in kind of a long-term thing?
Right.
Do his interests sexually align with mine? And I like that you're kind of taking on that role.
Yeah. So it just goes to how much we enjoyed speaking with him, because we did talk to him for a while, not as much time as we normally would have. Our schedules were very tight that day, all of us. So we had a conversation with him that, as you said, was very vanilla, very benign, and just kind of friendly chit chat. I'm going to meet with him privately. Just he and I are going to go out and have a drink. Just a couple of guys having a drink. And then I'll get to know him a little bit better and really kind of understand what it is that he's looking for in this type of dynamic. And this is the first time I'm really doing that without you.
Yeah.
So I'm looking forward to that. But here's the single guy tip of the week. I thought this was really kind of important. He reached out to you about a week, beginning of last week.
Yes.
And said, hey, I just wanted to touch base, say hello, check in, wondering if Brian and I were still going to be able to get together. I really thought that was impressive.
Yes.
Him reaching out in a very cogent and gentlemanly fashion to make sure, hey, listen, I just want to make sure that I'm still in the running, if you guys are still interested. So very quickly, when you told me that, I shot him a text immediately, said, hey, really sorry I haven't gotten back to you. Things got a little bit crazy. Are you available next week? He immediately got back to me. No hesitation. Hey, Brian, really appreciate you reaching out. I'm free the beginning of next week. Let's set up a time to get together.
Yeah.
That's how you do it.
Yes. Very respectful.
Very respectful, very responsive, and very direct. He absolutely is interested. He showed that by reaching out to you.
Yes.
He then was very courteous by instantly responding to my message and came up with a time and a date, and we are going to come up with a place together and we're going to sit down and have a drink. That's how it's done. He was not pushy. He's not in a rush. He doesn't seem super fucking thirsty. He's right. not like, you know, it's not this manic kind of conversation.
Yeah, I don't get like a creepy, like, oh God, I just want that pussy vibe at all. Like,
no.
I really do think he genuinely wants to get to know us. I mean, me, obviously, intimately, yes. But.
Well, and the idea that he is willing to have the conversation with me privately. He knows it's just going to be me and him. We're going to meet someplace, you know, locally, have a drink, sit at a bar, bullshit like a couple of guys, and discuss what it is that he's looking for and what we're interested in. And that's a huge plus. So single guys out there, pay attention. there are some rules that are going to be laid out for you when it comes to being in a hot wife dynamic. The couple, yeah, you might have to jump through a couple of hoops, right? But the end result is you get to fuck a hot wife. Right. That's the end result. That's the goal,
if
right?
If you can successfully jump through those hoops.
Yeah, that's all you got to do. And we don't have a lot of them. We don't have a lot of hard and fast rules.
No.
But I do want to get to know you and kind of understand what it is that you're looking for, because we didn't get a chance to do that.
And we should say the reason that we're really having this second meeting, or that we talked about you meeting him a second time without me, is because this could be a regular thing.
Yes.
You know, we have enough common interests, I think, and he was respectful and cool enough the first time that this is probably not, if we do decide to move forward, this is probably not a one-time thing.
No, and I don't think he's looking for that either, which obviously the whole interaction I just had with him and the idea that we're going to meet just he and I lends itself to more of a regular type of a situation.
Right.
Which I like. And so
I do too. Yep.
So, single guy tip of the week. Be respectful. Be courteous, be interested, but not eager.
Right.
That's really that simple.
Right.
Right? Just follow the rules and everything is going to go swimmingly for you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, I thought that was very cool. I'm looking forward to it. More on that when it happens.
For sure. I'm excited to hear how it goes as well.
Yeah. It's going to be good.
So we have an interaction to talk about today.
We do.
Let me lay this out first, okay? The amount of correspondence that we receive from you as listeners, and please know we appreciate everything that you guys send us.
Yes.
But there are definitely times when I'll receive 3 Instagram messages and 2 emails in a day or something, you know, crazy numbers, asking about why do we not talk more about single women and the lifestyle?
Right.
Why are we not more eager to find a single woman to play with? Why don't you have a single female playmate?
Right.
And the truth of the matter is that is not the trajectory of our swinging play for the most part. We
correct.
Have really dove into the hot wife lifestyle for a reason,
mm-hmm.
because it's mutually beneficial and we truly enjoy it.
Yes, it is the hottest part of the lifestyle of ethical non-monogamy for us. We love our couple friends. We love meeting couples and playing with couples. It's very much it's a passion of ours. We enjoy more than anything when it comes to couples the camaraderie and friendship that we gain from those interactions.
I was going to say, I think the thing I like most about being with couples is not necessarily the sex. It's the fact that we get to sit across from people and have a conversation with them and they get us, like 100%. Right. They totally understand where we're coming from. They've been in the same situations as us. We can have that friendly banter with them that we literally can't have with anyone else.
Correct. And there is a certain level of comfort when a couple like us are sitting with another couple as opposed to a single male or female. There is that kind of connectivity that really feels good when you're having a cocktail or over dinner, and it's just a really good feeling.
Because they get it. They get what we go, you know, the other woman understands what I go through as a woman and vice versa. And so it's just, it's a very comfortable, fun atmosphere.
Yes. And for the most part, with very, very few exceptions, the couples that we have interacted with are still our friends. And I think we've made some lifelong friends along the way.
For sure.
So for us, it's really a big deal. That's a large focus of the relationship, the ethically non-monogamous relationship we share. And then, of course, is the hot wife piece, which is really the part that drives us. It fuels us. It's a passion.
It's that when we're having sex, you know,
yes.
we're totally feeding off of the interaction we just had or the one we know we're going to have in a few days. And we're
correct.
Talking dirty to each other. And yeah, for us, we're very compatible in that way.
Yes.
I love playing with other guys and bringing back that sexy energy. And you love receiving that sexy energy. So it
correct.
Just fucking works.
Yes. So it's not that we don't like the idea of single women. I will say that I believe in the lifestyle, the swinger space, let's call it, not just ethical non-monogamy, but in the swinger space, there is far too much emphasis on the quote-unquote unicorn, which I don't refer to gals that way. I refer them to single gals, not unicorns. It's just too much emphasis put on how important that is to the success of your relationship in this lifestyle.
Well, for some people it is. For some couples, that is their bread and butter. That's what they
right.
seek out. That's the most important part of their play. And that's great. But we can't necessarily relate to that because we have focused purposefully on other parts of the lifestyle.
Yeah, we're not anti-single gal, for sure. We obviously both love women, but that is not what is driving us when it comes to the lifestyle for us. And we've been very cautious up to this point, particularly with single women and the interactions that we have with the single gals. We're really looking for particular things in single women, just like we do with single guys.
Right.
And also, we don't live in an area where they're, you know, that's a prevalent thing.
No.
So we have even a smaller pool to choose from as it pertains to single gals. So up until this point, it has not been really at the top of our list of priorities when it comes to the lifestyle.
Right.
It's not a goal for us.
Right.
Right. So at least we got that out of the way.
Yes.
Right.
Figured that was a good note to provide before we go into this interaction.
For sure.
Because this interaction is about a single woman.
And it's hot.
And it's really hot.
Yeah.
So we're going to talk about it. I definitely think that there are some introspective moments in this for us as well, which I think is a great thing. I think that it's always fun when we learn something from an interaction. I mean, I think we learn something from every single interaction.
For sure.
But there are definitely some that stand out as more learning opportunities for us than anything else.
Well, for sure. And this is a particular category in the life of ethical non-monogamy for us. That is still, you know, we have a bit of a, not, I don't want to say a learning curve, but we're still trying to figure out where we want to be in this space.
Yes.
We're not 100% sure where a single woman fits into our relationship. Unlike with single guys and couples, we know precisely what boxes they fit in. We know that.
Right.
We are not 100% sure how the single gal fits in, because the truth of the matter is we have discussed ad nauseum the potentiality at some point of being in a polyamorous relationship where another woman would be involved. We don't necessarily know how that would work based on how close we are and what our relationship looks like, but we do know that if that happens, 99% it's going to be a woman that is in that space.
Right.
So that's kind of why we haven't necessarily avoided it, but we are looking for certain characteristics in that type of relationship. That fair?
Yeah, I think it's fair. I don't think we're looking for a polyamorous relationship with single women either. But
no.
I think that, yeah, I mean, we've definitely discussed that as a possibility. We've also discussed the fact that at least right now, it doesn't fit into our lives.
No, especially as with this the year, the way it's going to progress for us as it pertains to all the traveling and the different kind of dynamics that the lifestyle is going to take on for us. It doesn't make a lot of sense. It would have to, I mean, we've said it many times. It would be a very, very special gal that could fit into that space with us. I don't know that person even exists at this point. So yeah. It's not something we're not goal oriented at, you know, looking for that.
Well, and the other thing is I am very, and please, I hope this doesn't come across as shitty, but it's honest. So I'm going to say it. I am very particular when it comes to my attraction to women.
Yeah, for sure.
Guys, it's a little bit different. I can be attracted to guys for personality. I can be attracted to guys because of their physicality. Like there's a lot of different reasons that I could find myself attracted to a man. With a woman, it's different. She has to tick every single box for me to be interested and really want to interact with her sexually.
Well, and the other thing I think we've discovered at least as it pertains to you when it comes to the single gals, you also really need that single gal to be interactive with me on a different level.
Yes.
So your interest in the single gal experience for us is very largely driven by how attracted I am to that single gal and how attracted she is to me.
Yeah, it's only fun if you guys like each other and want to bang each other. Otherwise, I might as well go be with a dude.
Which makes a lot of sense, right? Because in our hot wife dynamic, it only makes sense for me if you're attracted to the guy.
Yep.
Otherwise, it just doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, otherwise it's no fun.
Right. So from that standpoint, we're very simpatico when it comes to that. So we're looking for very specific things.
Right.
So again, not at the top of the list of things we are trying to accomplish in the lifestyle, but certainly not opposed to having a great time with a single gal.
Which I think this is a situation that kind of fell in our laps to some degree. We met with this woman once before.
And we talked about it.
We talked about it very briefly, but basically it was not an amazing interaction. I don't think for anyone because—
No, it was awkward for her as well.
Last minute, she mentioned to a friend that she was coming to meet us, a male friend.
Yeah.
And he decided he wanted to tag along.
Right.
So he came on our meeting, our first meeting, and we did not click with him at all. I did not click with him. He was not my cup of tea at all. I'm sure he's a nice guy, but I was not attracted to him. I didn't find his personality to be fitting with mine. So that didn't really work. It got weird. And then she also was super quiet during that interaction.
Yes.
Very,
yes.
Very quiet. She kind of let him take the reins. And because of that, I didn't feel like we really got to know her.
Well, let's be clear. This particular interaction that we're referring to, the first one, from his standpoint, it was really disingenuous. He invited himself on this trip with her once he realized who we were. They're playmates, okay?
Yes.
So to put it into perspective, they were kind of regular playmates, the two of them. When he realized who she was getting ready to meet, He jumped right on board because evidently he saw us on a platform, on our BDSM site,
right,
and was interested in kind of meeting us at some point. And I actually claimed that he interacted with us. I don't recollect that, neither do you.
Right.
But he definitely knew us from there. So he interjected himself into this meeting because he was interested in meeting with us. And she kind of took a back seat because, as you'll find out in this episode, she's submissive. And he kind of took on that dominant role. So he was really in it for himself. He was not concerned with her needs or wants at all. He wanted to interact with us, primarily you.
Right.
And we picked up on that right away. And it wasn't until after we left. And that interaction only lasted about 30 minutes because we found it uncomfortable. And I think it was for her as well. That, and you're chatting with her later, she told you, yeah, you know, he saw you guys on another site and kind of threw himself into this thing. And, you know, she felt bad about it. And it wasn't a great interaction for her either.
Right. Yeah. You could definitely tell she was like, eh, I wish that would have gone differently.
For sure.
So she and I talked about potentially meeting later on down the road. Now, we did discuss the possibility because she's very shy and she's told me that on multiple occasions.
She's very submissive.
And so one of the things that we discussed was the possibility of just she and I meeting.
Right.
But she told me it was like 5 o'clock in the afternoon.
Right.
And she said, hey, I'm coming to your guys' town. Can you meet tonight?
Yeah.
And you and I already had a date night planned. And I said, well, you know, Brian and I'll be out for dinner. If you'd like to meet us for a drink, by all means, we'll meet you for a drink.
Right.
And she said, sure, you know, let's do that.
Yeah.
So we went and had a great dinner, had some sushi. And then we went to a place that we like, although looking back on it, was maybe not the best idea for a meeting because it's very loud.
Yeah, it's one of our favorite places to drink, like for brunch, like after brunch cocktail kind of place.
Yeah.
But it's small, only seats about 75 people. It's very,
it's
very
all
cool.
Cement and it's loud.
Yes. It's industrial. It's concrete and steel and very hard surfaces, and noise just bounces off of it. And if you get 50 people in this place, and that particular night it was busy, you can't even hear yourself talk.
Yes.
It's very loud. So it doesn't lend itself to the best place to be.
It's not an intimate setting.
No, it's not intimate. But as it turns out, we enjoyed our conversation with her so much. We closed the place.
Yeah,
they actually stayed open later for us because we were there, and then another small group came in, but we were sitting at the bar for a number of hours with her, and then we got to talk to her a little bit more, you know, a little bit more normally because of the volume, you know. But no, not a great place, I guess, initially to do that.
Not our best decision.
Not a best, no.
So anyway, she shows up. She's looking very cute this time. The second time she showed up, this particular interaction,
yeah, she looked great.
Looked so cute, well put together, and the conversation was also much better. She was very shy and quiet.
Yes.
But she definitely started to open up as we started talking to her more. We learned a lot about her and kind of her, you know, vanilla, normal life.
Right.
And it was fun. I mean, it was great to talk with her.
Yeah, it was just a regular conversation to kind of get to know you type of thing. There was no overt flirtation involved or anything lifestyle related. It was just a conversation. And I will say, from the first experience, from the first time we met her, I honestly could not really tell you what she looked like. I mean, she just was kind of, she just kind of fit into the background kind of thing, you know? She just kind of melded in. So I didn't really pay a lot of attention to what she appeared like the first time we met. But when she came in the second time, she was really cute. She's short, she's curvy in all the right places like you, and it's a kind of my thing. And she looked great.
Long blonde hair.
Yeah, long flowy blonde hair, very cute. And she was very pleasant to talk to. We enjoyed her company.
Yeah, we really did. It was just a good meeting. But I will say, it never really got to a point of real flirtation or anything like that. And one of the things that you and I have discussed when we're dealing with a single woman, and I also kind of alluded to this with her on via text, is we really want the single woman to kind of take the lead.
Yes.
Because for us, I think back to when I was a single woman, and if I went on a date with someone and they were pushy with me, or they made me feel like they were trying to paint me into a corner or anything like that, I would just become so fucking uncomfortable.
Sure.
As a single woman, it really is something you have to be concerned about. It's something that's constantly on your mind. And so we wanted to kind of wait and pick up on the cues from her. And then as she got flirtatious with us, if that happened, we would reciprocate.
Yeah, we wanted her to take the lead because it's, for us, it's more comfortable. And we did have another, obviously, a single gal interaction that we talked about on the show. And while that one started out very well, it got a little awkward toward the end and it was uncomfortable.
A little awkward.
So we don't want to go down a road where we're ever thought of as, you know, the pushy couple and, you know,
predatory,
that kind of thing.
People,
yeah, we've seen that so many times at events and different things where couples really just, they kind of focus, laser focus in on the single woman.
Take their claws and dig them right in. And yeah. It's like, oh, that's fucking gross. We don't want to be that couple.
Yeah, that's just an unattractive, you know, that's just not a good look. So we don't want to be those people. And we were hopeful that she would kind of take the lead and tell us what her temperature was, where she wanted to
or
go.
Or just even give us a little bit of flirtation. And then, like I said, we would reciprocate with that same flirtation. And I feel like as soon as you do that, you know, you have the back and forth with that
right.
flirty energy. It just totally transforms everything.
It does. And also, I need to say this. The way we were seated at the bar, you were between she and I. So, of course, she and I weren't next to each other. So, I had very little... there was no contact, of course, of any kind. And, you know, the conversation, again, was very vanilla, very benign. So, there wasn't any kind of opportunity for overt flirtation either. We didn't really set it up that
way.
We weren't
so
looking...
much.
We didn't try that.
Well, we weren't necessarily planning on that being the case either.
No,
we really did just plan on this being a meeting and kind of just getting to know her because we really hadn't gotten that chance the first time we met.
Yeah, I thought of this kind of as a reset. Like, I thought, you know, let's just put the first time aside.
Right.
We're meeting her for the first time, basically. And really, we did. We met a completely different person.
For sure.
So, you know, for the better. I mean, it was just a great interaction.
Yeah. So anyway, we leave. We, like you said, close the place down. We leave. And we kind of talked a little bit on the way to the car and gave her a hug.
Well, I wanted to make sure we walked her to her car. She parked in a parking lot just off of the main street that we were parked on. Obviously, we wanted to make sure she got to her car okay. So I started up our car, warmed it up, and then, you know, we were chatting with her and, you know, we were going to watch her go to her car.
So she is literally on her way to her car, and she says, oh, by the way, I'm in room such and such at such and such hotel. Hope you guys will stop by.
Right.
You didn't even hear this because you were already getting into the car.
Right.
And so I heard it and I just kind of like nervously laughed because it came out of nowhere.
Yes.
And
yes.
I said, okay, good to know. So fucking awkward. God, I'm an idiot.
Well, I mean, in the moment, it's like, well, first of all, listen, we're standing outside on the street. It's now midnight.
Yeah.
It's 20 degrees.
It's fucking freezing.
You know, it's cold. And I'm, you know, I'm getting the car warmed up. She's now gotten to her car. And again, she's shy. She's very,
very
submissive, very shy. And the fact that she even was able to vocalize that in any way.
I was impressed.
Yeah, but she
did. But I was also very caught off guard because
yeah.
there was nothing leading up to that that made it obvious that she was interested in that.
Correct. And that lends itself to her submissiveness, of course.
It does. So yeah, anyway, she says that we get in the car and I tell you what she said.
Well, you're like, so what do we do with that information? And I went, what information?
Because I didn't realize you didn't hear it.
Yeah, I didn't hear it.
And so I tell you and you're like, I don't fucking know. What do you want to do with that information? And
yeah.
I said, well, I mean, she's really cute and I had a great time. Does that mean we go to her room? And you were like, that's a decision for you to make. So I finally said, yeah, let's just go, you know, hang out. Maybe I'll just make out with her. Who knows? Like,
right, see what happens.
We don't have to fucking, you know, have this crazy off the wall threesome the first time either. We can have a physical interaction that isn't anything nuts.
Yeah, absolutely. So, just get to know you, get a kind of feel for her and let her get a feel for us.
Right. So we went to her hotel and we go up to her room and she lets us in and we talked for a couple of quick minutes about kind of nothing again.
Yeah, we took our shoes off, kind of got comfortable.
But very quickly, she kind of leans in and puts her hands on me.
Right.
And I'm like, okay, well, I guess this is starting.
Right.
So I asked if I could kiss her and she said, sure.
Right.
And so she and I are making out by the end of the bed, standing at the edge of the bed, just making out, running our fingers through each other's hair. I will say it was very interesting because you have two very submissive women with very submissive energies. Now, I can bust out of that in the right interaction. I do that all the time. If I feel the right energy, I'll take control.
Right.
But with her, she had just this very soft, sensual...
Yeah, very demure, very kind of very submissive. Yeah.
So the whole time, I'm just thinking about like rubbing my fingers on her rather than like clawing at her.
Right.
I'm not pulling on her hair. None of that's happening.
No, it's very sensual.
This very soft, sensual thing. So anyway, you grab a chair. You turn off the lights. You grab a chair. You're sitting there watching us make
out. I'm at the foot of the bed watching the show.
So then a little ways into it, she decides to take off her shirt.
Yep.
And I take off my shirt.
Yep.
So we're in our bras continuing to make out.
Yes.
And then I finally say, oh my God, I love your breasts, because I did, and asked her.
Great breasts.
Amazing breasts.
Yeah.
Ask her if I can take off her bra, and she says, sure. So I take it off, and I start sucking all over her nipples and on her neck, and it was very sexy.
Yeah,
I mean, she's making these lovely noises. They're not, you know, growly guttural noises like I'm used to either.
Right.
It was these very like soft moans and I was very
well, she's running her hands through your hair much of the same you were running your hands through her hair, and she was just very soft, and you could tell by the way she was touching you and moving and kind of moaning, that she, again, is very submissive, very, very demure. And you need to drive the ship with her. She is very much going to take direction.
Yes, you know? Absolutely. So then she and I kind of both take off my bra. She's sucking and licking all over me.
Yes.
It feels amazing. It's very obvious that she has experience with women, which he told me that she did.
Yeah, she did. Yeah.
Because her ability to really like touch exactly where she should touch and lick where she should lick, it was perfect.
Yeah, no, she was definitely very comfortable in that situation with you, with girl on girl type situation. She was very much in that zone for sure.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
So then I think she and I laid down on the bed, right?
Yes.
And you're still sitting here watching this whole thing.
I am.
And we start, you know, kind of grinding against each other. And I think at one point I kind of like put my leg up on her leg and I'm kind of like grinding on her as I'm making out. And it was just, the whole thing was very, very sexy.
Yeah. You guys are now starting to explore each other. You know, you're over her pants, over your pants. And eventually you took her pants off.
I did.
Yeah. So she's got just her panties on. She's cute little kind of white, light pinkish panties on.
Yes.
And both of you, I think, looked at me and were like, why don't you come on the bed? So I got on the bed sitting back up against kind of the headboard, and my legs were open and she was laying on her back. So her head now, well, at first you were both laying in between my legs and you were kissing each other.
Yeah. And you were like running your hands down both of our like hair and neck, which was very hot to me. For whatever reason, that image of you like rubbing both of us in this very like sensual moment, it was almost, I mean, obviously it was sexual because it was a very sexually charged time, but it almost didn't feel sexual. It felt like nurturing in a way.
Almost.
I don't know how to describe it.
Well, she was very kind of soft and very submissive. I didn't know how far to go with her at this point because it's just you guys engaged. I am dressed.
Yes.
I don't have any shoes on, but I'm dressed and I'm kind of like, you guys are doing your own thing. I'm just involved almost from a distance. So I'm rubbing on your arm and her arm and your hair and her hair. Eventually I'm touching your breast and I'm touching hers. Her breasts were amazing.
Yes.
Great nipples. And you guys are just playing. So eventually you take her panties off, you go down on her.
Yeah.
So now she's laying in my lap. She's on her back. Her head is on my lap and she has her arms extended and she's kind of reaching and grabbing me.
Yeah.
But very soft. She's not scratching or you know, really grabbing
at
me hard.
Yeah.
She's kind of manipulating my hands a little bit. So now while you're going down on her, she's making these amazing noises. And I've got both of my hands on her breast and her hands are on mine. So she's not so much guiding me. It's almost like she's telling me this is what she wants.
Yeah, this is good. Keep going.
Yeah.
Yes.
And then she kind of moved my hands around a little bit. So I'm kind of touching her all over. And she has long blonde hair, long hair. And so I have one of my hands, I pulled her hair up and, you know, so I wasn't sitting on it and kind of wrapped it, made it a ponytail out of it. And I'm running my hands through it. And she put her hand on it like I was going to stop. And she kept me from stopping. Like, she enjoyed it.
Yeah.
So one hand is on her breast. The other hand now is kind of wrapped in her hair.
Yeah.
And now I realize, okay, she's super submissive. So I pull on her hair a little bit. And
did? I didn't know this.
Yeah, that's when she really kind of started to arch her back because you're still going down on her.
Yeah, I'm just licking it like crazy.
So as I'm pulling her hair and rubbing, not squeezing, but rubbing her breast, you're going down on her. And that's when she just started making some crazy noises. And when she finally got to orgasm, it was very hot.
Yeah, it was super hot.
It was very intense.
Her legs are shaking around me. I love going down on a woman who's very responsive to me.
Yes.
Like, I can't do the pillow princess thing. If you're just going to like lay there and not moan and not, make any movement, I'm just like, ugh, it's so fucking boring. But she was not that way at all. She was so responsive to me going down on her that it just made me want to lick more. I mean, I went down on her for like 20 minutes, 30 minutes, a long time.
A long time. There was a couple of minutes in between where you kind of were kissing her thighs and doing that kind of stuff. But it was very clear that she was at orgasm. She was making the right noises. She's now grabbing onto my legs really hard while I'm just rubbing, kind of caressing her breasts and her hair. And as I said, as I was pulling her hair is when you made her come. It was really kind of, it was very hot.
Yeah.
Very hot situation.
She's a sub.
She is.
She likes it.
You came back up and again, you guys are now making out again and she's touching all over you, licking on you. The whole scenario was very sexy.
It was so sexy.
And I enjoyed it because, and I will say, I did not have sex with her. That was not part of the plan. It was really about you two in that moment.
And it also wasn't a plan. Like we said, this was all so spur of the moment. Everything just kind of happened as it happened.
Right.
And, you know, I think for us, we have decided we will probably see her again.
Yes. Well, we're going to, our our plan at this point, because we have now put a plan together based on your continued communication with her, we'll go to her hometown. We will get a hotel. We will have dinner with her. We're going to have a date, basically, with her. We're going to have date night with her.
Yes.
And then we'll eventually, potentially, get back to the room, and then we'll have some playtime. But I think getting to know her the way we did that night, and then you guys kind of having that sexual connection.
Yeah.
And while I was involved, I was not, like, full-on involved. And then us having a second date, so to speak, and really kind of, I don't want to say, you know, wining and dining her, basically, but we're going to take her out to a nice dinner and kind of enjoy a little kind of more flirtatious, playful time.
And I think we can do that now, too. I think knowing her personality the way that I do now after being around her for several hours, she is not the type of woman that was going to initiate the flirtatious nature with us, sitting there meeting us basically for the first time.
Right.
That's not who she is. And I think that this second time she'll be so much more comfortable. We'll be able to pick up on her interest.
Yes.
And it'll just kind of all gel together and be a better situation for everyone.
For sure. And
not to say this wasn't a good situation, because it was great, but it just, I don't think we should have moved forward with you fucking her that night.
No, and we didn't. Fortunately,
and it was glad we didn't. I'm glad that we kind of stopped there and just let it be what it was.
Yeah, I didn't want to, we did not have a conversation with her, first of all, about boundaries.
Right.
That was not a conversation
that
we had.
Which is very important to us.
Yeah. So without that conversation, I was not comfortable going any further than just the two of you playing. My interaction in the entire scenario was simply the touching and the rubbing and the feeling, and all of that was, it kind of let me know that she was okay with it, certainly.
Right.
And it was a nice prelude into potentially what may happen the next time we see her.
Yeah.
And I prefer that over the alternative, because again, we just did not have a conversation about what she was into, not into, what she wanted, what she didn't want. What we knew for sure was that she was totally fine playing with you in that moment.
Yeah, because she told me she was.
Yeah, so there was no reason to go any further.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And I think going forward now, this will be a much better kind of situation for everybody.
Yeah, we like laid the framework for something sexy that we can build on.
Yeah, the foundation is there. And I think because that's as far as it got the last time, that anticipatory kind of thing will be looming in the background.
Yeah. So it's isn't it totally like that? Because now, like, I'm dying to see you fuck her.
Well, now it's like, I'm real, even more than that for me, I really want us to go out to dinner. Like, you know, like we normally do, sit down with her though and have kind of an intimate date with her,
right,
with a little bit more flirtation and a little bit more conversation that lends itself to what may come later, and, you know, have a couple of cocktails, and then off we go to, you know, to a real playtime. That for me makes a lot more sense in this situation.
Yes. And well, in speaking with her after the interaction, I think she felt the same way. You know, her whole thing was, that was a great first encounter. I'm really glad that we did that as our first encounter. And I'm really, and you know, she said that she loved kissing me and touching me, and she didn't go down on me either.
No.
Kind of stopped it. I mean, it wasn't like a dead stop. It definitely felt like a natural stopping point. I mean, I went down on her. She came. Then she and I are kind of making out. And then she and I spent a good like 10 minutes just like rubbing each other's arms.
Right.
It was kind of like both of us saying, hey, we don't really need to go forward with anything more tonight. It's okay that we had this like super intimate, sexy time together, and we can just let it be that.
Well, the good thing for me was, because again, we are the couple in this situation. So there's two of us. There's one of her. I think we really made it about her. You did, for sure.
Yes.
We made it about her. You made it about her. And I think that's going to lend itself to a much better experience the next time.
Yeah, I really wanted to get her off.
Well, when we made it clear, we're not selfish people. I certainly am not. It was not about me fucking her.
Right.
You know, it was none of that.
It wasn't us using her to like have a threesome. Yeah.
Exactly. It was really more about her pleasure and us wanting to let her know that that was important to us.
Yeah.
So now it'll be, again, another situation where we'll be able to take her out and have a good time and be much more relaxed.
Yes.
And enjoy her company, enjoy each other's company. And then it'll be a great experience, I think, afterwards. So that's what I'm looking forward to.
Me too.
Should happen, hopefully, within the next couple of weekends.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah, for sure. So we talked, you and I did, about some questions we might ask each other.
Yeah.
After the situation.
Well, because here's the thing. Like we said, the single woman thing, obviously, swinging in general is not new to us at all at this point. We've had so many interactions. But there are certain things that are kind of, they're different with a single woman than they are with a couple or a single guy. And so I thought it might be fun to just ask each other some of those more introspective questions and, you know, maybe even kind of learn some things for next time.
For sure. Especially when it pertains to her, particularly because we know she's very kind of slow going. She's submissive, very sensual, but, you know, demure. So she wasn't just going to jump right out there. I mean, again, really credit to her for even saying to you, hey, I'm staying at such and such and here's my room. Yeah. Like literally at the very last second.
Yeah, that was way out of her comfort zone.
No question about it. Based on how she did it, you could tell. Yeah. She was already getting into her car when she said it.
Like, oh, okay, I'm just going to throw this out there and then I'm going to run.
Yeah, hey, by the way. Yeah. So obviously it was not a comfortable thing for her.
Yeah.
So great. I mean, really kudos to her. And it really lends itself to how much she was interested in seeing us. So that in and of itself is really exciting to me going forward. So I think it's going to be a really good experience.
All right. So I have the first question for you.
Okay, go ahead.
So I think I already know the question to this, but I'm the answer to this question, yes. Yeah. I'm assuming that it turns you on to see me with another woman, correct?
Yes.
Why?
Well, this particular woman, for sure.
Now, why was her?
Of course, if I've seen you with a number of women, predominantly women who are part of a couple for the most part.
Right.
I will say that there have been a couple of experiences, you know, much like the naked pool party we attended, where you were playing with a couple of women and there were toys involved, and that was super hot. But in all fairness, I was also naked and in that room, so I was participating.
And
so,
yeah, you totally got your cock sucked by multiple women.
I totally did. And it was super fucking hot because they were all hot women, you included. So that was a lot of fun. So seeing that was it wasn't sensual. It was hot.
Yeah.
What I saw with you and this single gal was a sensual kind of experience that I don't normally see with you and another woman.
Have you ever seen me be sensual with someone else?
No.
I don't think you have.
No. Not to that extent. Absolutely not. It's either you and I and another couple, or it was...
Yeah, but even with a couple, it's not necessarily always a sensual thing.
No.
Or ever.
No, never. No, never. Not with our friends. But certainly I've seen you with other women, but not in a sensual nature. Not that softness.
Yeah.
You know, that was very hot. And I enjoyed it because I got to be, while I was part of it, I don't want to say I was background. I was there, but I was not I wasn't the focus. You guys were the focus. So I thought that was really kind of cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'd like to see that again.
Okay.
Yeah, for sure.
Cool.
So back to almost not the same question, but similarly, was there any point in that interaction where you thought that it was weird that you were to some degree sharing me with just another woman? Like, again, there wasn't a guy there. There wasn't a couple. It was just you and me and a single woman. Did you ever feel like, I'm not too sure about this?
No, not at all. I thought it was incredibly hot. One of probably the hottest part of it for me, aside from when you were rubbing on both of us while she and I were making out, was when I was going down on her and I looked up and you've got one hand in her hair and the other hand like grabbing onto her breast. And she's got this, you know, look of complete pleasure on her face. And it was like you and I were sharing that pleasure in that moment.
Right.
We were both responsible for it.
Right.
And that was very hot to me.
Being able to provide the same person with a level of pleasure simultaneously, I think was very different
than what we've ever really been able to do. I mean, to a certain degree with women in a couple,
mm-hmm.
we had a very brief threesome-ish experience at that naked pool party.
Yes.
But it was not, this was just different.
Well, that was me and you and two other women at one point, and then just one other woman. It was like four of us, then there was three of us. It was fucking crazy hot, but that was a different kind of hot. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
that was just super
different
fucking
energy. That's what it came down to.
That was super intense sex, naughtiness.
Right?
You know, there was a lot going
down
on.
Down and dirty.
Yeah,
this was not down and dirty. It was like sweet and sensual.
This was a getting to know you type of thing.
Yeah.
You know, and I really kind of enjoyed that because we don't ever do that.
Never.
We never do
that. We're too slutty for that.
Yeah, we've never done that. So it was really kind of, it was very cool.
Yeah.
Okay, so what else you got?
Okay, so I guess in general, the question I have is we obviously did not have an amazing experience with our first single woman. You can go back and listen to that episode if you haven't. It got fucking weird and crazy. And I think that to some degree, just having conversations with you about the single woman thing, that has really stuck with you in your brain.
Yeah, it really bothered me.
Did this interaction make you start thinking differently about us playing with single women? And if so, how?
Yes, because in this situation, what I liked about this was there was, even though it was a spur of the moment thing, it was very last minute. We had no plan.
Right.
What I liked about this was the way we laid it out. And I don't know whether it was, I mean, certainly it wasn't planned this way, but I think we kind of fell into a rhythm. And the way it played out was, it was perfect for the first time.
Yes.
This was not us with a couple. It was not us with a single dude that you're never going to see again. This was us with a woman who you've been in contact with for some time, and we potentially are going to have some level of regular kind of play time with.
Right.
And because of the way it laid itself out, there was no real pressure. I liked the way it started. I liked the way it ended. And so, yeah, this kind of changed my mind about the whole single gal thing. But as you and I just talked about almost just before we got on this, started to record the podcast, there are certain steps that have to be taken, I think, for us to really function well in the single gal space.
Yes.
And part of it is this. It's a little bit slower. It's a getting to know you type of thing. And then we can jump into, let's go have a sexy date. Let's have some dinner. Let's have some drinks. Let's enjoy each other in kind of a regular vanilla environment with some flirty kind of play. And then we can get back to the hot stuff. Because I really, for us, that's what makes the difference.
Yeah, even you can't if it's go a single, 0 to 100 necessarily.
Right. Even if it's a single guy or a couple with us, always with the couples, we always have dinner or drinks or something, a concert. We get to kind of playfully interact with them. And then the playtime is very hot.
Yes.
The single guy, same thing. We meet first, then you meet again. And then typically the third time or so, that's when it's down and dirty for you, but you've already gotten to know them and it's a comfort thing.
Yeah, the awkwardness is out of the way to some degree.
I will be much more comfortable seeing her this next time than the first time because we just didn't have any connection prior to that. Now the connection is thus that I know her a little bit more. We've been intimate to some degree. I've seen her naked. Saw her have an orgasm. I feel like I know her.
Yeah.
So this is going to be a little bit different. And I'm really looking forward to that aspect of it.
Yeah.
You know? So yeah, absolutely. Okay. So for you, based on what happened, do you think there's anything that you would, what would you have wanted to do differently if we had the chance to do the same thing again? Is there anything that you would have done differently?
Now that we've really had a chance to digest all of it and think about it, no. I mean, I'm a slut, okay?
Yeah, you're slutty.
I'm slutty pants. And there was definitely part of me that in the moment, when everything kind of stopped and then we left, there was that moment of like, well, I wish you would have fucked her. Or at least you wish you would have pulled your cock out so she could have, you know, I could have seen her suck your cock or something. Because that gets me off. I love when other women are super into you. And I love being able to watch you with other women.
Right.
So that initially was like, I wish that would have happened. Now that we're really talking about it and we've digested the entire thing, I'm glad that that's something we can experience together later.
Yeah.
So not necessarily.
Yeah, I think that the next time we see her, it's going to be that much more fun.
Yeah.
You know, I really do. All around. I think it's just going to be a good time. We are going to plan to go to into town. We'll plan it. You know, we'll have a reservation at a really nice place, one of our favorite restaurants. And it'll be just a lot of fun. We just relax and enjoy each other's company because now she won't be uncomfortable at all either.
Right.
You know, it's just going to be for her. I think it's going to be a much better experience as well because as shy and submissive as she is, I can only imagine how much tension it must be or how much stress for her to meet like a couple for the first time.
Yeah.
Now, she met us once before, but that was a terrible interaction. It lasted maybe 20 or 30 minutes. This time she sat with us for a couple of hours.
Right.
You know, and it was a different thing. But now after having played with her a little bit and gotten to know her, I think it's going to be like she's going to go out on a date. She'll have a good time.
Yeah, that's totally. I think so too. Yeah, I think she'll be a lot more outgoing, which is great.
For sure.
So those of you who email us constantly about the single woman thing can lay off for a couple fucking weeks, okay?
Well, listen, here's the thing. This is a big deal in the lifestyle. I mean, you know, how many times have we seen in the lifestyle, we hear this ad nauseum, how the couples are always eager to get with the single woman. You know, that's like the biggest thing. Well, that's not our thing. And we hear from a lot of listeners, oh, Brian doesn't get to have a regular playmate. Why doesn't he get to do that? He doesn't fucking want to.
Yeah.
That's not what
the hot wife couples totally get it.
Yeah, absolutely. That's not my thing, man. That is not what drives me. You know, I enjoy playing with women in general, whether it's a single gal or the woman of a couple, because you really enjoy seeing me in that moment.
Right.
I could totally not do it. I love meeting our couple friends. That's like the biggest thing for me is like having that connection and that friendship with them. So for me, the sex is like it's like a bonus.
Right.
You know, but you like that. Do you like to see me in that moment? Much like I like to see you. So for me, the single gal thing, it's not like the end all be all. I do like what we've got going on with this particular gal because I think this, based on how it started, I think it'll work out really well.
Yeah.
But it's not the end for me. Like, it's not a big deal for me.
Yeah.
You know, so everybody's always concerned. I appreciate your concern. I'm not looking for a single gal playmate.
Yeah. I'm not keeping you from anything.
No, absolutely not.
I promise you, listeners, Brian is not missing out on anything.
No. No, there's not. It's not a thing.
He can literally have whatever he wants whenever he wants.
Yeah, it's not a thing. It's not a thing. And listen, I've told people this before, right? We've had conversations like this with clients via Skype and that kind of thing. It's like, look, I think the idea that it's okay for me to have those kind of relationships and those kind of experiences lends itself to me not really needing it.
Isn't that funny?
You know, like,
it's like because I'm telling you, go out and find someone to fuck. You're like, nah, I don't really want to find someone to fuck.
Not really interested in that, but you can go. You know, I mean, we actually had a conversation with a gentleman who was in a relationship, trying to obviously improve his relationship. And this conversation came up. He's like, oh, I'm really afraid that, you know, if she sees me with another woman, it's going to be, you know, this or that. It's going to be a problem. Well, listen, the truth of the matter is, if she tells you, hey, listen, go do whatever you want to do, you're going to be like, oh, okay, well, I guess, you know, I mean, that's what it's like for me. So anyway, not a big deal. Thank you for your concern. It's not the end of the world for me.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I did enjoy this experience. I think this is going forward is the way, you know, with this gal and any other that we encounter, I think this is the way we play it. This works for us.
Yeah. I think it was really fun. It was a good building block. So, yeah.
So a little soft swap first, which we always enjoy.
Yeah.
And then we get on to the good stuff later.
For sure.
Yeah.
So, hey guys, if you want to find us on social media, we would love you for it. We are on Twitter and Instagram at FP Swingers.
Yes.
We also have a brand new website design with a really cool page on it called Lifestyle Resources or yes. Swingers Resources.
Yes.
And it's a really fun place that we're really working to develop. It's going to have some of our blog posts on it, blog posts from other contributors, which I'm so fucking excited about. I just talked to a hot wife that is going to contribute a story of her own.
Nice.
So it will be something different than just me talking about getting fucked all the time.
Yeah, it's a lot of good folks on there.
Yeah, so please check that out at frontporchswingers.com. And like we said, make sure that you're checking out sexonyourterms.com as well. You can find us on Patreon to get all of those amazing bonuses at patreon.com/frontporchswingers. And yeah. I think that's what we have for
well,
you, right?
And also, if you're on our Twitter and our Instagram, check out Sex on Your Terms as well. On Twitter and Instagram, you can find us there too.
Yeah.
So sign up. It's a good time.
Absolutely. Thank you guys so much for listening.
Thanks, everybody.
If you're anything like us when we first started swinging, we really had no idea where to begin. And it can be really intimidating. And we have a great recommendation for you, which is to join Cassidy.com. Cassidy is a huge online platform that includes so many sexy swingers in your area, plus lots of local events to keep you up to date on all things lifestyle. And if you join Cassidy, you can find our community, Front Porch Swingers, and keep up with everything we are doing as well. So make sure you check out Cassidy.com today.